Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Apostles of Jesus, House of Prophecy. I'm your host, AJ Sheik, and I'm going to see you today. Today. Good morning. I want to welcome everybody from Blog Talk Network that's out there that have been patronizing us, and I thank you so much for you coming by visiting. I want to say that these broadcasts are really about 30 minutes long, so it seems like as soon as you get into them, it's over. But you can always get the full podcast on Zeno FM. That's Zeno.fm/AJ Ministries HOP. Or you can go to the website, which is AJMinistriesHOP.com, and get the full broadcast. But I hope you come by and visit me on social media or anyplace else anyway, because we want more than anything for you to get this encouraging word. So today, I was up and I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, man, because, you know, I got this whole routine like everybody else. I get up every morning and we go through our normal morning routine. And so I'm up this morning, I'm in my routine, and I'm thinking to myself, man, God, I'm just so happy. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so thankful. And then it seems like he said to me, wow. I said, I'm just happy, God. I'm happy because you woke me up this morning. I'm happy because you put breath in my body. I'm happy because you made me wake up in my right mind with all the activity of our limbs. It's you. I mean, with all the things that's going on in society today, I'm just happy to be waking up in the morning and say I got another chance to go forth. So I'm happy in God. If you're happy in God today, let them know you're happy in God. I'm just happy in God today. So I don't want to be before you too long today, but God gave me something this morning when I was talking to him. And it was funny that he said some of the things he was saying, because it was like, man, you just read my mind. Do you ever feel like that? It's like you think one thing, and then along the line, somebody come and say what you were thinking, or something happens that you were thinking it was going to happen, and it happens. Well, that's how it is with me and God. I could say something today, and so this afternoon or tomorrow, it'll happen. I'll be like, man, God, I was just saying. All the same, he wants you to know this today. He said, just go to work. Just go to work. And let me explain that to you. A lot of times, we as people, as saints, we have all these dreams and aspirations. But we're waiting on them. We're waiting on somebody. We're waiting on finances. We might be waiting on not have enough time. It could be a number of things that you're waiting on. I go for the kids to get grown up. Then I got to wait for the kids to get out. Then I got to wait for my husband to get out off work. And I got to, you know, we got all these excuses why we haven't done certain things. Well, God said today, just go to work. Just go to work. He gave me a bit of my testimony to use as a backdrop to explain this. Now, when I first got saved, you know, I don't know about anybody else. When I first got saved, I didn't even know what being saved or how to be saved. All I knew is that I loved God and I wanted to know more about him. So my first church I was in, I was working. Well, actually, I started working after this point. But I'm in the church. I'm going to church on a regular basis. And one of the people in the church that really moved me to start being more productive in the church was a man. He was actually a deacon in the church. His name was Deacon Bean. He's still in the same church today, just as faithful as ever. But I saw this man, and he would come to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. He wasn't, I mean, he didn't miss no time, snow, sleet, hell, nothing. And he was always doing something in the church. He was always working in the church. He was always, like, busy, like except during church time, of course, but he was always busy. It was like every time I saw him, he was fixing this and doing that. So after a while, I started hanging out with him a bit. I said, okay, let's see what this is really about. And so when I started hanging out with him, this man was fixing everything. He was, I mean, the things he did behind the scenes, and he didn't ask for anything in return for it. He didn't want money. He didn't want to, he didn't ask for anything. He wasn't up there in the pulpit every Sunday preaching. He wasn't doing this. He wasn't doing that. It was like he was just doing it all for the love of God and to help the church. I mean, it was truly like, I was like, man, how can you, and the reason why I make it sound like that is this. Most people, when they're looking for their destiny, or they're looking for their calling, as you call it, they're looking for their call. They're trying to, something, they want something to jump out at them, like they have this great prophetic thing happen this one day, like, whoo! And, you know, and now all of a sudden you know exactly what you're going to do. You know exactly how you're going to do it. You run for it. And a lot of times, that's not how it works. It doesn't just happen like that. But God said today, just go to work. See, what you don't realize is that by you working, it actually gets you to the point where in God, he's preparing you for what he wants you to do. This man would come to church before it opened on a snow day, and he would shovel the snow so that when the people got there, they could have a way, they could get in the church. Then he'd start and shovel the snow. When something flooded or broke, he was there fixing it so that when the next Sunday, when people came to the church, they'd have something to say that everything would be okay for them. He did all this stuff behind the scenes without somebody applauding him or putting him on. I mean, once in a while, I would see him even get up there and he would teach. For the most part, nobody gave him any applause. They didn't give him his props, nothing. This led me to the point where I said, you know, I want to help this guy. I felt like, man, he does so much by himself. He needs somebody to help him. So like a good parishioner, I went to the pastor and I said, Pastor, I want to join your deacon and training program. Literally, I said, I want to join your deacon and training program. She said to me, we don't have a deacon and training program. I said, well, I want to be a deacon and training. She reiterated the same thing. We don't have a deacon and training program. So I just said, okay. I just took it on myself, and I said, I'm going to help this man. I'm going to help this man, whether I get the title of deacon or not, because that's what he's doing. I'm going to help this man because I felt he needed help. I felt empathy for what he was doing. And I said to myself, man, this man is doing the work of the Lord in the house of the Lord with nobody giving him any props for what he's doing. And he's doing it faithfully. He's doing it strong. He's doing it willingly. He ain't fighting it back. He ain't pushing back. He ain't talking about how to do it or get it done. He's going in and doing it. Pastor would tell him to do something, and before the next Sunday comes, he was in that church doing it. And he worked a full-time job, had a full-time family, and he still, on Sunday, by the time you got to church on Sunday, whatever needed to be done was done. I said, this is a true man of God. I said, see, because a man of God is a man that don't need applause from people. A man of God is a man that's humble in his ways. A man of God is a man that's strong and steadfast. He knows his position, and he takes it seriously. So he didn't have to sit back there and wait for somebody to tell him what to do. He just up and did it because he did it for the glory of God. This is a true man of God. I said, wow. I said, wow. Now, I say that to say this. Today's message is just go to work. By doing that there, by working underneath him, I did become a deacon. I did get my paperwork for being a deacon, things like that. But from that point on, I realized one simple thing, that whatever I would do in the church from that point on, I would always train somebody to do my job. You ask me why? Because my job was to help everybody. So if I found somebody that I could train to do my job, then that's what I was supposed to be doing. See, what you don't realize, if you're an evangelist, if you're called to be an evangelist, you have to train people to evangelize too. You just can't be an evangelist. You got to train people to evangelize. So that when you become old, when you move up the ladder, someone else can take your place. My God. See, what you got to understand is, he said, just go to work. See, just go to work. When you work, show somebody how to do what you're doing. So from that point on, every church I was in, every position I had, I tried to find somebody in the church that God would lead me to do that same position. Now, that's the key. Once I went to work, God allowed me to do the work of God, of the Lord. See, once I started, once I made myself available, once I said, okay, God, this is what I need to be doing in this house. See, he took me to the house, and then he showed me, what was needed in the house. Once I realized what was needed in the house, I proceeded to do that thing. Understand something, that most people don't know what they need in the house. God shows them what's needed in the house. I learned to play the keyboard. Because at a house I was in at one point, when the keyboardist wasn't there, we didn't have any music at all. And my big thing was, well, why hasn't anyone learned to play the keyboard? Or why hasn't that person taught someone to play the keyboard? Well, I heard that person tried, and things fell by the wayside. They never tried again. So I learned to play the keyboard. I even offered to buy the church a keyboard. For that issue. You know, I'll buy you a keyboard, so if anybody's here and the musician is in here that can play the keyboard, they'll have a keyboard to play. See, that was my mission at the time, to learn how to play the keyboard so the church would never be without a psalmist or a keyboardist. See, he said, just go to work. Just go to work. What you got to understand is that every gift that you have, every position that is held inside of a church is pinnacle to the operations of that church. If you're an usher, someone has to be back there watching the door. Someone has to be out there watching people, making sure people don't get hurt. Someone has to be out there making sure there's blankets, water, towels, whatever the case might be, that if someone just needs a word while they're out there, and somebody just need a hug, ushers do that. Ushers bring you and make peace. When the first person you see when you walk in the church is the usher, and when you see that smile on their face, but you have to be sure that doing a thing in your position, you're working and you teach someone else to do your position. Because what happens if you only got one usher and that usher gets sick? Or what happens if that usher is out that weekend? You have no usher. Or you have a person up there that's not prepared to be an usher. You know, it's bad when you walk into a church and you see an usher and that usher's mouth is frowned up. They don't want to talk to you. They can't get out. I mean, they don't even greet you with the love of God. Always. God has chanced you today. Just go to work. Just go to take that time to go to work. Now, when you go to work, you got to understand, and I said this point earlier, that you're being trained. You're being trained now to do something else. So when you're looking for your calling, when you're looking for that calling, and you're being trained, you don't realize you're being trained. See, so you're a deacon, you're an usher, you might be on the one or two boards. You don't know why you're doing all this thing. God is preparing you for your destiny. He's preparing you for the position he wants you for. You don't even realize it, but he's preparing you for that position. But he needs you to know all these things before he can give you that thing. Let me show you. For years, in churches I was in, I was a video man. I was in charge of videos. I made videos, CDs, DVDs. I was the audio person. I was the audio video person in the church. I was doing them for all the churches I went to. Every church I went to, when I came to the church. 9 times out of 10, I brought gear while I was there. If I didn't bring the gear with me, I bought new gear for that church. While I was in that church, any church, if I brought new gear while I was at that church, God said that gear that I bought was for the church. It wasn't for me to take with me. So if I came to your church and I became a member, then, and God showed me that you needed somebody in your audio and video area, I went out and I paid my money to get the things that you needed, that God said you needed, or the house of God needed for that church. And when I left all that gear there. I tried teaching someone while I was there. 9 times out of 10, somebody when I was there, they would learn. And that's what God is saying today. Just go to work. Don't worry about what you're doing in the house of God. Don't worry about if this is your calling. Don't worry about if you're going to get applause for it. Don't worry about if somebody's going to recognize you for it. Don't worry about if you're going to get another title for doing it. Just go to work. I am tired of seeing people sitting inside of a church that's been there for 20 years, 30 years, 15 years, 10 years. Got more word in their belly than in the pastor themselves and won't do anything. Sit there, come to church on Sunday, on Wednesday, choir practice, deacon practice, everything, but won't go to work. What do you mean they don't go to work if they're doing all that stuff? Yeah. But once you get saved, your first call is to call others. Your first call is to seek out those that are lost. Your first call is to open the doors of God by loving others and bringing them into the church. That's your first call. Before you get up there on the pulpit and preach your heart out, before you get out there and start laying hands on somebody, before you get out there and start prophesying the world to an end, you gotta reach out to somebody and bring their heart in, bring their minds in, bring their souls in to the house of God. That's your first job. And while doing that, teaching someone in the church to do what you're doing already. See, I have to bring it so you can understand it via home. A parent teaches a child. I want to teach my child how to be self-sufficient. So I teach him how to get a job. I teach him how to work. I teach him how to wash clothes, wash dishes, clean the house. I teach him hygiene. I make sure they learn how to brush their teeth correctly, floss daily. I teach him those things. The Bible says, teach a child the way he should go, and he won't depart from it. See, what you got to understand is once that child is grown, he has that knowledge that you've given him. Now, what he does with that is not your fault, but you got to give it to him before he leaves. See, he's saying right down there, just go to work. Just take the time out and figure out what the church needs, not what you want, not what you want to become, not who you are, but figure out what the church needs. So many of us have got so complacent. Sat back and we said, churches, I need. What can I do for you, God? What can I give unto you, God? How can I reverence you today, God? How can I show my love to you today, God? How can I spread your word today, God? Oh, God. I just need you to know today that God just needs you to go to work. If you go to work, he'll show you your calling. So after doing the videos and teaching everybody the video, and God sent me on a trek into the back hills. See, he took me out of the limelight. He took me out of people's mind. He took me away from everything so that he could talk to me, so that I can understand him, so we could get a closer relationship together. See, once he did that, when I came back out, he told me what I should be doing. My God is just waiting for you to start working on whatever you want. If you want a business, go to work. Become that entrepreneur that you always wanted to be. Once you get started, he'll come in. I'm gonna leave you with this last message, with this last part, so you can understand the finality of it. My apostle, he taught me as I was coming up. He said to me, he said, he always told me that I was great, that greatness was in me. He always told me that we win in the end. We win in the end. And I couldn't understand, how could he be so positive about winning? How could he be so, how could everything be that he knew so well that we was going to win? How do you know we're going to win? There's a lot of stuff going on. How do you know he went? Well, he did something, but later on I found out something. The reason why he knew that I was going to win, and I need you to get this real close. I need you to understand what I'm saying right now, is that the reason he knew you win in the end is because God never loses. My God, he never loses. He doesn't win, lose a fight. He doesn't lose an argument. God never loses. And if you're on his side, you're on the winning team. You got to know that you're on the winning team. Once you choose God, he's going to choose you. God will allow you to be the head and not the tail. He'll make your days long. He'll give you the time you need. 24 hours to somebody else might not be enough time, but he'll make 24 hours more than enough time for you. Oh, God, you got to know that all you got to do is go to work. Just go to work. If you think you can't preach, think about Moses. He had a stuttering problem. He had a stuttering problem. See, Moses had a stuttering problem. He didn't think he could be a leader. If you have a stuttering problem, God will touch that stuttering problem so that every word while you're talking will come out as clear as day. God can do it his way. Just go to work. See, today, you got to understand that it's not too late for you. You haven't wasted too much time. It's not over yet. You aren't too old. You aren't too sick. You aren't too tired. You don't need to be worried about all those things. All you got to do is go to work. God said, if you take one step, he'll take two. He'll bless anything your hands touch. He'll anoint you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. He'll cover you from all harm, hurt, and danger. God will do it. He did it for me. He'll do it for you. Just go to work. Whatever it is, whatever you want, however you want to do it, you sit down and you say, God, I want to do this today. God, can I do this? And sit down and you make a plan. You make that plan. You write that plan out. You say, God, can I do this? And when you start doing that thing, it'll start to unfold right before your eyes. You'll start to learn more about it. He'll start to show you the ins and outs. He'll show you exactly what you need to do to make that thing come to pass. And on to the next thing. And the next, and the next. And one day, when you open up your eyes, when you look around, you'll be in that place you prayed for years ago. You'll be in that place that you wanted years ago. You'll be in that place where you say, God, how did I get here? How did I become this person? And I didn't even think I was worthy to be the person I was before. See, what you got to understand is God can take you from the dungeon to the palace in his own time. You just have to work. God told you, son, I'm calling you for this reason. And you thought that he called me on Monday, so Tuesday I'm going to do that. Well, you ain't going to do it well. He's just not. You're not. If you're a carpenter and you want to be a carpenter real bad, so Monday you go become a become a carpenter. So now you're going to go to somebody else and fix somebody else. But you don't know how to really fix that. You just want to be it real bad. you don't know how to put together a wall and know how truly many layers it is to just that wall. You don't know how to do a subfloor and then put a floor on top of the subfloor. You don't know how to do a room where you got soundproofing in it. You don't know how to do that yet. But God can say, okay, you want to be a carpenter, but I'm going to take you here to learn you, teach you about wood. I'm going to take you here to teach you about this. I'm going to take you here to teach you about that. And then one day when you wake up, you'll be that carpenter that you really want to be. See, what you got to know is that God already had a plan for you. God already has a plan in mind for what he wants you to do. All you got to do is stay in line and go to work. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you today. Lord, I ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch everybody under the sound of my voice. Give them an unction in the spirit. Give them power in their body. Give them anointing like never before. Lord God, so that they may go forth and become the children of God that you want them to be. Become the workers of God that you would have them to be. Become the leaders that you spoke to them at the very beginning. Lord God, I thank you today, Lord God, because somebody just needs to go to work. They need to get up off their seat and do nothing. They need to put that fear aside. They need to pick up that ladder. They need to pick up that broom. They need to pick up that microphone. Whatever it is, God, we know that right now, if you are in it, it is blessed already. We know that if you are in it, the Holy Spirit will take it away. We know that if you are in it, God, it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Today, I say to you out there, just go to work and let God do the rest. Just go to work. Now, I don't know how many people have been in church for all these years and doing, still haven't gotten to the place they want to. But God is saying to you today, just go to work. But it's not for just for those in church. If you're a mother, a father, a brother, a son, a sister, and you have a desire in your heart, put God in the mix and then go to work. I want to thank you for coming by visiting with me. I want to thank you for spending this short time with me here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, come by Zeno FM, AJ Ministries, HOP.com, and let's get blessed together. Let us grow together, because God is still in the blessing business. I'm your host, AJC, and I'll see you next time. Be blessed.